It's 8:40 on the ticket, Thursday morning with the Musers. Last segment we were talking about the Ring doorbell alien, the image that was captured in California, debating whether it was an animal or a human being or an alien from outer space. Well, we welcome into the studio now an expert on aliens. His name is Clyde Clocken. And you know more about alien creatures than anybody in the United States from what we understand. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Craig. I'm happy to be here. And I'm the Director of International Research for the Institute of the School of Modern Alien Study at the Clyde Warren University.
Where is that?
Cairo. The North Texas campus of that school, though, so I'm right here.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a little confusing, but... Well, yeah. what did you make of this image in the Ring doorbell camera?
Craig?
Yes. Yes, Clyde?
In all my years of studying videos for many hours, I believe this is the most authenticated footage that we've ever had.
Wow.
of an alien,
okay,
presence at the International Research Institute.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Don't be nervous.
I'm just real nervous to be here.
Don't be nervous. It's all right.
Not only because I know you guys have a lot of people that listen to you, but also because I'm being watched by a government force. Forces and
wow,
whoa,
and alien.
Why
an alien militias?
Why? Because
alien
you
militias.
You do
because
so much
I tell
research,
the truth, George.
Okay,
something you've never done it.
Well,
never done it a damn day in your life.
You don't have to come on here and say something like that. We're giving you a platform.
Look, I have enhanced the footage and used AI to upscale this to over 28. K to high definition, I can tell you with 100% certainty that this is an unknown creature
of undetermined
origin. So it's clearly an alien.
Clearly.
Or it's a dude carrying a pallet of roofing shingles. That's the two things that the computer says that it could be.
But you don't think it's an animal, or you don't think it's a prank or anything like that with a costume?
George, that kind of aggressive question is about to get you punched. I'm just warning you right now.
I don't
now.
Know what your problem is.
Look, people,
settle down.
People need
dude.
To realize that aliens have been among us for years.
Really?
And they try to pass as human so they can study us.
Now, this ought to be good. Okay, so we
they're,
have some.
They're among. Yes. Yes, George, that's what I'm saying. They're
we have some around here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Could you make more obvious points than just repeating exactly
I'm
what
asking,
I'm saying? I don't
you
know.
You didn't say Dallas-Fort Worth. Name an
yes.
example, since there's so many of them.
Well, right here, right down the road, right
down
there.
The road?
Yeah, right down the plaza is Jason Kidd.
He's an alien?
and if you need evidence, it's not just the freaky green alien eyes, but the fact that a person that dumb can get a head coaching job in a premier sports
right.
league.
Oh, so, come on.
He shouldn't have to take strays this morning just because you think you saw an alien.
Right. George, I'm trying to tell you something, and you're not listening to me.
Okay.
You need to listen to me.
All right.
We share this space. We share this space, this human space we call Earth. We share it with beings and creatures that you can't comprehend.
Okay, I guess
you don't
possible.
Have the bit. Shut up! You don't have the ability to comprehend, and they mix with us.
Yeah,
they mix with us. These creatures, these horrible creatures, they try to genetically further their own studies by mixing with us.
Okay.
And I can prove it. I want you to do.
Yeah,
something
you have another
for,
example.
No, look, take your hand and put it out in front of your body at a 45-degree angle from a right angle.
What is that?
Okay,
like that?
And now face your thumb and forefinger toward true north, facing back towards you, though.
Like,
all right?
Okay, this is stupid. This is not proving anything.
Now, just do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just something that makes me feel better.
Just to make
when you're
put
in that
my
position,
hand
yeah,
up
so now I can talk freely. No, but that, think about it. That's we all have alien spirits that speak to us. Have you ever woken up and had a dream you didn't remember?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's because the aliens stole your content for their reality shows.
From our dreams.
That's quite far-fetched.
They have reality shows, huh?
And I want to say something else. Even though this alien and footage is real, this Jessica Ortiz woman, I think she's a crazy piece of work.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. That's clearly just a hysterical woman. Probably sees Mother Mary in a piece of toast. But I've studied aliens for over 48 years. They're real. We've had Jason Kidd, Sam Donaldson, Cokie Roberts, Sidney Sweeney, and Matt McLaren. Those are all the ones
Matt
that we've confirmed.
Yeah, I can see Matt maybe.
That we've confirmed, George. Now I'm going to have to ask y'all to do something for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Kill me.
Kill
what?
You?
I need you
no.
to kill
I'm not going
to
kill you. No.
I need you to kill
no.
me.
No. You
scared me. Why? There's too many voices in your head.
Tormented
so by
many
the
voices
aliens.
In my head. Just please kill me.
So many voices in your head, and this is the one you came up with, huh?
All right, I'm about to kick your ass right now.
Oh, happy day!
Okay, there goes Clyde Clawkin. Our alien expert.